Good morning. At this time, we would like to welcome you to the Copasa conference call to release results for the first quarter 2022. With us, we have Carlos Augusto Botrel Berto, the CFO and IRO of the company. We would like to inform you that the presentation has been recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should anyone require assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously via webcast and can be accessed at the Copasa IR site at the address ri.copasa.com.br, where the presentation is also available for download. Please bear in mind that the forward-looking statements made herein referring to the business outlook and operating and financial goals of Copasa are based on assumptions and expectations of the company management, as well as on information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Changes in macroeconomic policy or in legislation and other operating factors could impact the future performance of Copasa and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. We would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Berto, who will offer the presentation. You have the floor, sir. You may proceed. Thank you, Priscila. Good morning to all of you. I would like to thank you for your participation in the conference call. I am accompanied by the market relationship officer and the operations director, Guilherme Frassoni. Well, let's go to what is of interest. Let's begin with the presentation for the first quarter 2022. On slide number 22, you will see the financial highlights. And in the coming slides, we will speak about the behavior of the main line items in greater detail. You have the financial highlights, our net revenue, to 1.270 million reais, remaining stable vis-a-vis the fourth quarter 21. In terms of costs and expenses, 1.011 billion reais, an increase of 11.7% compared to the first quarter of 2021. I will refer to this in greater detail further ahead. In terms of other operating revenues for the first quarter 2022, we had a positive value of 6 billion. And we had a negative result of 23 million in the first quarter 21. EBITDA reached 445 million in this first quarter, vis-a-vis 520 million in the first quarter 21. Regarding the financial result, we had a positive 22 million rise. Well, in the first quarter of 21, the result was 48 million negative. Now, because of all of this, net income reached 168 million reais in the first quarter 22. Now, to go into greater detail for the main factors in the next slide, we begin speaking about the net revenue for water, sewage, and solid waste. We had a reduction of 0.1% vis-a-vis the same quarter the previous year. Now, our revenues were impacted by the average tariff readjustment of minus 1.5% because of the second tariff revision that will come into effect in August of 2021 and a drop of 4.2% due to savings in water and 5% in sewage, once again resulting from a reduction of 1.5% in days of consumption in the first quarter of 2022. We also granted benefits of 4 million to the victims of rainfall in Minas Gerais, registered from December to February of 2022. These, of course, were authorized by ASAI and will be subject to a future tariff compensation. In slide number four, manageable costs reaching 593 million in the first quarter and more in the second quarter. To speak about the variations that we recorded, the cost of personnel increased 4.8%, reaching 374 million reais, and this thanks to the collective bargaining, and this was partially offset by the number in the employees because of the PSD. Now, in 2022, we accounted for 20 million reais, referring to the differences in salaries and food vouchers for the months of November and December of 2021. We had an agreement in February of 2022, which was a base pay that was altered from November, and we have accounts retroactive from November 2021. The number of employees had a drop of 10.8% in the last 12 months, thanks to the voluntary separation program. In March of 2022, 97% of the employees that adhere to the voluntary separation program had already been laid off. Now, in terms of third parties, we had a growth 11.8 million reais in the preservation of systems due to new contracts for the servicing of heavy equipment, 1 million reais for technical professional services, consultancy, as well as sundry costs that arise from readjustments of our costs. We had an increase in material expenses with an increase of 14.3% because there was an increase in the cost of materials for maintenance and systems. What is important to highlight are the most important tubes and connections, where the prices have been subject to significant raises since the pandemic, and especially when we speak about PVC and other material. 150 millimeters of diameter for sewage had an increase of more than 125% compared to our previous procurement. Finally, we had the tariff transfers that increased 6.3% because we are transferring to 95 new funds in sanitation because of the tariff revision carried out in 2021. In slide number five, we show you the evolution of the non-manageable costs of in changes of 50%, reaching 174 million reais. We would like to highlight the main variations here. The cost of electrical energy with an increase of 21% because of an increase in expenses because of the new tariff flags, and these are higher than what was authorized by ASAI as part of the tariff revision last year. Of course, these will be offset in the next tariff revision, which will be in August of 2022. Now, expenses with treatment criticals with an increase of 32.6%, and what happened was a supply shock in the chain that ended up causing an increase in the prices. As an example, we can mention increases of more than 100% in calcium chloride as well as other chemicals. There was also an increase in the main chemical products used in the water treatment because of the rainfall level in the first quarter of 2022. Now, fuel and lubricants with an increase of 48%, and mainly due to the increase in the price of fuels. The total expenses of Copasa annualized reached 1.0 million reais, corresponding to an increase of 11 point some percent. In slide number six, we would like to present other revenues, expenses, equity income, and financial result. When it comes to other operational revenues, there was an increase of 41% because of the return of tariffs to customers, resulting in a reversion of provision of 19 million reais and reducing the revenues in the same amount. That is why you will see that impact, a reduction of 39% in other operational expenses because of a reversion of judicial processes. The most relevant amount is 12.5 million, referring to the process of a loss that we had in 2019 because of the collective bargaining agreement. The financial result had a deficit reaching a negative level of 22 million reais, and it means a drop of 53% in financial revenues with gains in other applications. Now, financial increases, revenues grew less, 35%, thanks to the exchange rate, and represent 29 million. We now move on to slide number seven, where we would like to speak about EBITDA, EBIT margin, and net income. EBITDA with a drop of 14.4%, with a final value of 445 million, with an EBITDA margin of 33.8%. Now, very generally, we had inflationary pressure in several line items that make up the cost in the company: electrical energy, the cost of materials, reducing the company margins. Now, net income for the first quarter was 167.5 million, once again for the first quarter of 2022. When it comes to slide number eight, we would like to share with you the CapEx of the company. In the first quarter 2022, Copasa invested 197 million reais, 72 million referring to sewage, 119 million referring to water. In Copanor, it was 3.6 million reais, and the total to be invested in 2022 will be 4 million reais, as approved by the board in 2021. For the coming 4 years, we will have annual investments of 1.4 million reais from 2023 up to 2026, and you can see the figures as the years go by. We now go on to slide number nine to speak about the evolution of the company debt, the gross debt, net debt, and leverage. In March of 2022, we reached 3.37 billion reais, 12% in the short term. Now, the net debt went on to 2.96 million reais in March of 2026, and formerly it was 3.74 million reais. Net debt EBITDA ratio stands at 2x. In slide number 10, we speak about the debt per indices. 39% of the Copasa debt, based on CDI because of the fundraising that we carried out in September of 2021, the 16th debenture issuance amounting to 507 million reais, and 243 are indexed to the IPCA. Now, TJLP, because of amortizations, went to from 14% of the debt in 2021 to 8% in 2022. Debt in foreign currency, 0.6%, 0.6%, with the German bank represents 5% of the total debt. In March of 2021, this amount corresponded to 6%. The average coupon has gone on to 9.1% due to the increase in interest rates. We had a growth in our debt level of 21 to 22%, going from 41.1% to 42.9% in the first quarter 22. In slide number 11, we would like to refer to our shareholders' compensation. At the meeting, the payout of dividends will be of 25% of the net profit adjusted. This will represent 33.9 million reais as payout to shareholders, and the payment date will be on May 16th of this year. Now, once we have concluded our presentation of financial data, we would like to speak about the concession contracts. Copasa is working on 640 water concessions. 631 are being operated. In sewage, we have 310 concessions, 267 which are being operated for 8.5 million inhabitants and 11.8 million inhabitants for water. To the right, you will see the 10 largest concessions of Copasa that represent 50.9% of our total revenue. In March of 2022, the company had 14 expired concessions and concessions with nullity of contract, and they represent 3.6% of our revenue. On slide number 13, we show you the hydrological situation of the Belo Horizonte metropolitan area. Now, Rio Manso, Vargem das Flores, and Serra Sul are responsible for the supply of 49% of the distributed volume in the region, and the levels are at 90%. Rio das Velhas system responsible for 42% of distributed volume. And you will see to the right the average flow in the last days. It was 21 cubic meters per second, and the average flow in the last 12 months was of 7 cubic meters per second in the last 8 months. Now, as we informed you in the release, we have begun the recirculation of the water in the Paraopeba system, and based on the test, we will be able to gradually increase the flow of this system. With this, we would like to end the presentation of operational and financial results for the first quarter of 2022. I would now like to give the floor to Priscila so that we can begin the question and answer session. Thank you. And we will now go on to the question and answer session for investors and analysts, and ensuing this for journalists. First of all, we will have questions that will be sent through the telephone, followed by the questions coming from the web chat. If you wish to pose a question on the phone, please press star one. If your question has been responded, you can withdraw from the queue by pressing star two. Questions will be answered in the order in which they are received. We request that you please take your phones from the hook when posing the question, enabling us to have optimal sound quality. Please hold while we pull the questions. Our first question is from Julia Zanolo from Santander Bank. A good morning to all of you. Thank you for the call. We noticed here that the CAPEX for the quarter is somewhat below the guidance. We were thinking of higher values. If you could refer to your CAPEX performance and if we will see an increase of investments for the semester. Thank you, Julia. Yes, I'm sure that this question was going to come. Our CapEx schedule is fully in agreement with what was budgeted and according to the budgeting program. And in the coming months, there will be a ramp up in CapEx beginning in the second quarter and onwards. Now, if we compare this with what we have included in our budget, we are at 90 or 95% of realization in the first quarter of 2022. Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the queue, you can press star two. Please hold while we pull our questions. Our next question is from Guilherme Hess from UBS. Hey, good morning to all of you. Thank you for taking my question. We have observed that the increase in leverage, if you could refer to the main points that have led to this increase, your cash flow and fuel costs, for example. Once again, if you could remark on these items, we would be very thankful. Thank you. This is a very important question, and I would like to clarify that our cash position had a significant reduction, mainly because, well, you will recall the non-recurring events that we had in 2021 with a cash impact on the first quarter of this year. The PTVI, the Assaí returns. Therefore, all of these cash movements have led to an increase in our leverage, and it has reached the level of 2x net debt EBITDA. Okay, thank you very much. And of course, the collective bargaining would be included here simply to complement the information and why we had that impact on leverage. That is very good. Thank you. We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Our next question is from Daniel from Safra Bank. A good morning to all of you. Thank you for taking my question. We also have observed here in terms of personnel that you still have a very high number. Now, perhaps this is happening because of that voluntary separation program that you carried out last year. Now, when are you going to reach stability in terms of this line item going forward? Thank you, Daniel. Well, that was one of the questions that was posed on Copasa Day. We're going to see the impact, the full impact of this voluntary separation program only beginning in the second semester. We will be able to see the full impact in this reduction of personnel program. Now, if you could give us a guidance, the percentage of reduction that we may able to see, if this is possible. We will reduce because of this voluntary separation program, 15 million per month in that range. Thank you very much. And this is just a calculation. Our next question is from Arthur Pereira from Bank of America. A good morning to all of you. My question refers to the agreement that was announced in July of last year, where the company made the commitment of carrying out 2 billion investments for Rio das Pedras. At the time, there was a great deal of discussion that perhaps these 2 billion would not impact minority shareholders and could be donated. What is happening with this commitment, and can this capital increase be done directly by the company?
Well, Arthur, once again, this is in the hands of the parent company. There are discussions in terms of where these resources will come from. There has been no decision so far in terms of whether this decision will become a burden or not. We're simply awaiting the decision at present.
Thank you. Is there a timing for this or not?
No. Once again, this is a decision of the parent company, and well, this is my personal opinion. I do not see that anything will be happening in the coming months.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We would like to remind you once again that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the queue, you can press star two. Please hold while we poll for questions. At this point, we would like to end the questions from analysts and investors. We will now go on to the Q&A session from journalists through the phone. Now, once again, should you wish to pose a question, please press star one, and please hold while we poll for questions.
We would like to remind you that the question and answer session is open for journalists over the phone. Should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the queue, you can press star two. Please hold while we poll for questions. At this point, we would like to end the question and answer session exclusively for journalists. We will continue on with the questions that we have received through the web chat. You may proceed if you wish.
Thank you very much, Priscila. I will pose the question, and we will then offer the response. A question from João Pinto Parente. Is there any update on the auction, or if you're awaiting for the standards of ANA to come out in terms of active and non-depreciated assets to be able to work on this concession?
Well, because of the granting power, the Ipatinga municipality has not signed the terms to update the contract to adjust to the new framework. Now, the Ipatinga concession contract ended in February of 2022. So far, there has been no dissemination of the new auction for concession. We are negotiating with the municipality to work on a transition request until this happens, and we would like to preserve the rights and the investments on the assets. Assets that are the target of investments in the municipality. Of course, we're still awaiting for the dissemination of the new ANA standard so that we can have legal security when it comes to the reimbursement of our assets.
Another question is from Rafael Dias from Bank of Brazil. Good morning. I would like to understand if your increase with third-party services refers to a one-time event to services rendered previously to employees who are not there, or if it has become a need for you. Guilherme will give you the answer.
Good morning, Rafael. Now, this increase in services with third parties can be attributed to three points, especially to the heavy rainfall at the beginning of the year, something completely out of the curve in the metropolitan region. We had an increase in costs with maintenance. Nowadays, we have more robust contracts, and evidently, they will tend to cause a migration of that outsourcing to our own services. So this did have an impact. And another point is the pressure of inflation, the cost of fuel, which has also increased the cost while rendering these services on the field.
Another question from Marcela Garcia do Coto. Why has the company had an increase in operating expenses, and how did this happen?
Good morning. We can mention as a relevant cause of an increase in operating expenses, the inflationary pressure, chemical products, a part of fuels. And we can say that perhaps what was more representative in the third quarter were the rainfalls. The operating cost of maintenance increased significantly. Copasa now has more robust contracts, especially outsourced for
street work. And of course, this has led to an increase, but everything is within our forecast. A little bit of an outlier, but within the forecast once again.
Once again, please hold while we pull the questions.
Another question from Henrique Peretti from J.P. Morgan. Good morning. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. First, regarding the cost performance and the inflation of the last 12 months. This seems to be a trend for the coming months. Is there any news on the increase of capital in the state of Minas Gerais because of the legislation? I believe that I have already responded to this question. Now, regarding the first part, Dr. Cristiane will give us more information.
Good morning, Henrique. Besides the operational points and what has been mentioned by Guilherme, it is important to say that part of these costs are due to the digital transformation and the technological update we're carrying out in the company. Of course, you can follow up on this on the site. You can see this in the stations. We have modernized the reading streamline process, which initially, of course, will lead to an increase of costs, but will add value to the business in the short and medium term. We have also carried out the digital transformation of the company, leveraging customer relationship, digital payments, technological innovation, and of course, initially, this has led to a cost increase and will then add value to the company as a whole.
Another question comes from Giuliano Ajeje from UBS. Have you been able to show economic and financial capacity? What are you planning to do? How can you operate concessions with such irregular situations? As you can see, the state regulating company has shown that Copanor has not been able to prove its financial and economic capacity because of that very specific model of our subsidiary. Part of the investments come from the parent company through cross-subsidies, and because of this, it was not able to prove its financial and economic capacity because of the present-day model. Now, what is it that we intend to do? The main shareholder and the regulatory agency are holding conversations. Of course, Copanor will have to undergo a change in its business model. Presently, it is in a public consultation with the regulatory agency, and a new tariff structure will be defined for Copanor. Now, it's very difficult to have a reading of the financial and economic capacity of Copanor that will be equal to other companies. Now, when it comes to operating irregular concessions, on April 1st, we received something from Ricardo, which has brought us clarification on the contract. These are not regular contracts. They were celebrated according to the regulatory framework, and what is irregular is the operation and not the contract per se. Once again, we're holding discussions with all of these municipalities, and the term set forth by the law was March 31st. We are resuming our conversations with the municipalities to regularize the operations of sanitation at this point in time.
Another question is from Peter Jara. Congratulations for your results. I would like to know which is your forecast for tariff revisions going forward. Well, we also have underway the exchange of information and discussions for the coming tariff revision in August. The operator has a legal term until July 30th to include its considerations. As mentioned previously, we have included several points at the regulatory agency, points that require alignment, especially in the financial areas, electrical energy, the issue of inflation we have had during the period, and presently we are drafting and including technical and regulatory foundations, offering them to the regulatory agency to obtain an appropriate readjustment of our tariffs. Of course, we are hoping that they will anticipate these values, but at present, we have presented all of the formal documents, the regulatory documents, to the regulatory agency. A question from Giuliano Ajeji from UBS. Copasa constantly reports with an indebtedness below the payout of dividends, 2.1. If you're thinking of paying additional dividends. Well, Giuliano, as you know very well, we're honoring our commitments vis-à-vis the regulators, and because of the recurring events, the company has broken its covenant and has limited the payout of dividends to 25%. Now, this happened for the first quarter of 2022. As we mentioned on Copasa Day, this is a topic that will be debated once again. Because of all of the previous impacts which we are no longer faced with, we can resume this topic and begin to speak once again about dividends. Please hold while we poll for new questions. Thank you. Please hold while we poll for new questions. Thank you.
Once again, please hold. We are pooling for new questions. Thank you for holding. Another question from Jonathan Krukoc from ECM. If the dividend policy will stand at 25% for the entire year of 2022. Well, as I mentioned formally, Jonathan, we are going to revisit this after the non-recurrent events. Now, this topic will be once again discussed at the board already in the second quarter. Once again, please hold. We're awaiting new questions through the webcast. Well, to make the most of the opportunity and to speak about the management that has implemented structural projects in the company, as I mentioned previously, and in Copasa, they initially, all of these tend to increase the costs. In the medium and long term, they will be adding more value to the company. Now, these main projects that we are implementing refer to growth. We have more than 575 million that we have invested in terms of customer service. All of this will enhance our customer service. We are also working on field activities, which is our main focus of attention when it comes to rendering services. Innovation in terms of the intelligent readers, so that we can leverage all of this with greater speed, leverage our operational excellency programs, especially those that are geared to protecting our revenues, the apparent losses and other losses, investments on logistics because of our value chain and all of the ESG activities that are being carried out in the company, aligning the company to be able to obtain funds in the market at better rates and at better values. All of these activities will gain value to the services that we are
rendering, especially in terms of water, sewage, and environmental presentation, so that we can offer that better perception in terms of the sanitation services that we offer. We do have an adequate and very competitive tariff, and we're seeking the recognition of our customers so that we can add value to our brand. We spoke about the streamlining of our reading process that will enable us to enhance our efficiency in terms of billing. And we will be able to do all of this much faster. And this will mitigate regulatory risks, which is once again a focus. We are regulated based on incentives and efficiency, and we want to become ever more efficient in the market. Now, Copasa is a very efficient market company, and we have to share with society part of the gains of our tariff structure. And this is a recognition of the company's efficiency by the market. What we can say to you besides the classical comments are those that were mentioned by Carlos Augusto, Guilherme, the cost increases due to cost, to the heavy rainfalls, and the investments and the increase in costs initially will enable us to streamline the company, enabling us to offer more streamlined public services.
Thank you. The question and answer session ends here. We would like to return the floor to the CFO and IRO, Carlos Augusto Botrelberto, for his closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your participation. We are at your entire disposal through our IR department. I wish you all a very good day.
The Copasa conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.